And then it came up to the saddle, see? And if the horse is throwing his head all the time with that, pull it, have a tendency to pull it down.
I see. What's that? What's it? You mentioned a hamer. Did you say that?
Oh, the hames is on the on the harness. But see, the only time we ever used these kind of bridle reins, cheek reins, we called them, was on a work team. And they'd hang them over, hang them. That's just keeping them from getting their head down. See, they go along eating along there. If you stop and eat, that's keeping them from bending their head down to get to something to eat on the ground.
Keep them from putting their head up, and another thing to keep them from putting their head down.
Well, yeah. But this here one is one of the boy says, like you're going along with, you know, alfalfa field, you know, you're running a mower. The guy on the outside, he reached down and grabbed a handful of hay every once in a while where he's going. Well, that eliminates that because he hooks over the hay there and he gets starts down. He can only put down about that far and he runs out. The rain holds him up.
That's a good idea. Well, this now, saddle?
The saddle? Mm-hmm. Well, you got a Spanish rigging.
That's what that is there?
Start out with, a Spanish rigging. And you have this here's your cinch and here's your...
The Spanish rigging, that's the thing on the front?
No, that's where this here ring is right there.
Oh, I see.
You see, three-quarter rigging is practically right under the fender here. Uh-huh. The Spanish rigging is right up under your saddle horn. That's why you have to have this back cinch to take care of the flop up here.
I see. And
a regular old stock saddle that isn't in for professional roping or anything like that. Hardly ever uses a double cinch.
Okay. Would you ever use, would you ever use the term belly band, or is that something different?
No, that's a belly band. A belly band is generally considered on a horse's harness instead of on a cinch.
Okay.
These are cinches. And this is latigos.
Okay, and those are up above?
Number 12 here. There's latigos. These are straps here. Latigo okay. straps.
And you mentioned eight was a...
Eight.
Or that was a fender?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
And here's there. A seat. 11 is seat. Pommel and candle. Okay. And I don't see no rope strap. Maybe that's what this number three is supposed to be.
Okay.
You're going to have a little old strap out here with a hook on it that you can wrap your rope up and snap it either. A lot of people used a little loop they'd drop over the horn or something, used a buckle, but the thing of it was a buckle, you had to stop it and undo it over time, and so it was easier to hung it over the horn.
I see.
Yeah, this little old strap here would just split it just a little bit wider than longer than the horn. So when you got through roping, wrapping your rope up, instead of running it through the buckle, well, you just hang it over your horn.
And there's a place that would fit down inside there.
Well, it'd just slip over this horn here and hang right here. And see, your rope would be coiled up right here, and the weight of the rope would hang it down here. Then when you got ready to unbuckle it, just pull it up over the horn and you got it out. You didn't have to stop and fiddle with getting it out of that buckle.
I see. That's great. You're an expert on those things. What about, what would they call it?
A throw rope.
They'd always lariat. Call it throw rope. Would they always call it a throw rope or a lariat? Or?
Well, we called it throw rope. I guess you'd say the professional name is lariat. But we call them throw ropes.
Okay. And maybe you could talk a little about a cowboy's tools or what he would take around with him.
In my day?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I mean, now I guess you'd ride around in a truck.
But. Well, yeah. On our saddle or with us. Well, we always had a pair of fence pliers. Uh-huh. And we always had a metal ring, a running iron. That's called a running iron.
What was that for?
Well, that boy says, if you seen the cow up over here and he didn't have a brand on, right, and you wanted a calf, right, you'd build you a little sagebrush fire and then fence pliers, and you'd brand that calf with that running ring, and you could make it any kind of letters you wanted out of it. It's just an old ring is what it is.
I see.